Dr. Yudai de Sowe, Rabbi Menachem Lieberman.
Pasuk says in Pashas Boy, Pashas Achodesh, which we just lined on Shabbos, Ushmartem esa mitzvos ki be'etzem hayoyim hazeh tzeisies tzivisechem me'eretz Mitzrayim Ushmartem esa hayoyim hazeh lederesechem l'chuk ha'soylom. So the Gemara learns, we learn from this pasuk, Ushmartem esa matzos, that is a mitzvah to guard the matzos that they shouldn't become chometz. The Gemara in the Mishnah Psachim says, what does it mean? You can say guard the matzos that they shouldn't become chometz. The Gemara in Mishnah Psachim Daf Lamed Hei Amad Aleph says that chaleis toida or a kikei nozi, if somebody made matzahs for not for the purpose of the mitzvah of matzah, he made the matzahs for the purpose of chalas toida, which require to be matzahs as well, are not chometz, or a kikei nozi. So it depends. Oson la'atzmoi, if you made it for yourself, for the purpose of your toida, ein yotze behem, you cannot use it for the mitzvah of matzah. Asan nimkoi b'shuk, if you made it for to sell it in the market for commercial use, then you can use it. So the Gemara says, Daf Lamed Ches, Mina Namili, how do I know that chalas toida, which have been made for the korban toida, cannot be used for mitzvah of matzah? So the Gemara brings the pasuk of Maraba Amakrosh Martem as a matzois, matzah mishtemeres l'shematzah. Matzah has to be guarded for the matzah. Yotzazu, excluding the matzah's toida, shem mishtemeres l'shematzah ela l'shem zevach. It's not been guarded for the mitzvah of matzah. It's only been guarded for the mitzvah of zevach, the mitzvah of toida. Rabbi Yisrael brings another reason. It's got to be able to be eaten for 7 days. Here you can't eat it for 7 days. Gemara brings a raya for both. And then the Gemara says, and why is it different when you make it for commercial sale, for Lashuk? So the Gemara answers, Kol Lashuk, whenever you make it for the Shuk, Imluch Imimlech, a man can always change his mind. Omar, he says, Im Mizdaven, Mizdaven, if I manage to sell it, good. Iloy Mizdaven, if I will manage to sell it, I'll use it for myself to be Yetzer. So there's a subconscious in his mind, whenever he makes it to sell for Chalas Toida, that if he won't be able to sell it for Chalas Toida, at least he should be able to use it for his own matzah. So there is always a kavana for matzah when you're doing it for commercial. When you're doing it for yourself, so then the Gemara calls, that's not done l'shem matzah. So Rashi says, and Lamed Chesam at base, Ishmartem as a matzis over the Shmir el Shematza. So Rashi says, Kol Shimur Shatam Shamra Shlitachmitz. All Shmira which you're doing that shouldn't become chometz, his chavin le Shematza Shemitzvah. You must have kavona when all your guarding that shouldn't become chometz, I'm doing it le Shematza Shemitzvah. So Rashi learns that this is a din of lishmo. Just like when you make tzitzis on a beged, you have to say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. When you put the tzitzis through the garment, you have to say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. You're doing it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. When you make tefillin, you have to say l'shem kedushas tefillin. When you paint tefillin, you must do it l'shem kedushas tefillin. It's the inyan of lishmo. So Rashi learns the inyan of Ushmartem samatzus is also in and of lishma, but here it's a little bit different than other dinim of the lishma. Other dinim of lishma, I'm making this tzitzis for the mitzvah. I'm making the tefillin for the mitzvah of tefillin. I'm writing a letter in the Sefer Torah, l'shem kedusha Sefer Torah. I'm being ma'abed the oiris, l'shem kedusha Sefer Torah. Here, I'm guarding it from chometz for the mitzvah. The shmira, the guarding from the chometz, that makes the lishma of the mitzvah. So even though there's not actually anything, it's not the positive, not the positive making of the matzah l'shem mitzvah, it's the shmira from chometz that makes the lishma in the mitzvah. That's how Rashi learns, and most Rishonim learn at that as well. Because the Torah Daka, and the, actually the Nedim Yehuda asks, when is it in the Torah? You have to guard it l'shem mitzvah. The Torah only says, Ushmartim es ha-matzahs, to guard the matzahs. Where do you know you have to guard it for the mitzvah of matzah? So answers the Tzlach, well, pshita, if I'm not guarding it, of course it's going to be asr l'shem chometz. So if the Torah, and we have it as a chometz, so if the Torah says Ushmartim es ha-matzahs, it must be the Torah is adding, there's an extra inyan of guarding it, and that's lishma. So the guarding it, that makes the inyan of lishma. So according to this, according to Rashi, that it would only need, you only need the lishma only by the matzah which you're being yotzer for Seder night. The kezesim, those which have to be, which are the, for the mitzvah of matzah, those are the mitzvah of matzah, those have to be done lishma. Mashekein, the rest of matzah which you eat throughout the Pesach. So that's not matzah shel mitzvah. That's matzah, we'll call it, that's matzah shel Pesach. Doesn't have to be shmir. Don't need the shmir on that. You just, as long as there's no signs of chometz, you can eat that. It's only the matzah which you eat, the matzah shel mitzvah, that needs a special shmira lishematzah, and that shmira creates a din of lishmo. The Orach HaShulchan brings a Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Chometz Matzah Perek Hei says that the Geder of Shimu is not an inyan of guarding it l'shem mitzvah. It's guarding it from Chometz. Just the Shmira from Chometz. The Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam, he brings the Rambam Hilchas Chometz Matzah Perek Hei. Lashon the Rambam is Tavshel shenispashel, im loy nisbaku, we didn't split, it's okay. She'ein hadogon she'lei nisbak echomet shel Torah, ve'ein el divrei sofrim shenema, ushmartem es ha-matzos, keloyma, hizeru b'matzah, v'shomro iso mikol tzad chimutz. Guard matzah from any possibility of becoming chomutz. Magid Mishnah points out the Rambam doesn't make any difference whether it's the matzah of the matzah, the mitzvah, which you're using for the Seder night, or all other matzahs throughout Pesach. It just says the Shmira is equal. Guard it from any chometz. And that's not so, if so, according to this, we have a machlekes. The Rambam learns that this Ushmartim es ha-matzahs is not an inyan of lishmo. It's kipshuto, you have to guard it. Possible, a special gzeres hakosuf that you have to, every matzah has to be guarded, no chance of becoming chometz, and that's for all the matzahs throughout Pesach as well. Nothing got to do with the matzah of the mitzvah. Whereas according to Rashi, it's a positive inyan of lishmo. The guarding it is not because of a chashash chometz. The guarding it is only by the matzah of mitzvah. The matzah of mitzvah, the guarding it, that is a, the guarding it l'shem matzah, guarding shem, that creates the inyan of lishmo. So according to the Rambam, it's a big chumrah. Because according to Rashi, that the inyan of shimur is only inyan l'shem matzah mitzvah, is the inyan of lishmo. So that's only by the kazesim, which you have on Seder night, but all the other matzahs which you have throughout Yom Tov, don't need actually shimu l'shem shimu l'shem matzah mitzvah. As long as there's no signs of chometz, no karmi chagov, nothing one up, you can use that as matzahs. Mashaken, according to the Rif and the Rambam, the shmira v'shtei neshmartem is a special guarding that you've got to guard the special matzahs. It's not enough that I can see no signs of chometz. I've got to make a positive shmira. This shouldn't become chometz. So it comes out as much more being a chumrah that the inyan of shmura would be by all matzahs which you're eating during Pesach. Gemara says in Psochim that betzeikoy shel nochrim mamale odom kreisim mehem, a man can eat it during Pesach as long as you eat batch yechal matzah kazayis matzah bachroino. So Rashi Lishitose learns very good, but Tzeka Shel Nochrim, as long as you see there's no signs of chometz, there's no karnei chagovim, and there's no signs of chometz. Whereas Rabbi Chanana learns that the Yid has been watching it. And that's why the Gilchor is going with the Shitta of the Rambam. The Rambam is learning that all matzahs have to be in either Shmira. And therefore, when even the Goy made it, the Goy mixed the water, but the Yid was watching it. So each one has there's a chumra each way. So according to the we have a machlekes rishonim. What is this inyan which the Gemara is learning out from ushmartem es hamatzos that you need matzah mishtemeres l'shem matzah? According to Rashi, it's a special inyan of matzah's mitzvah requires lishmo. Just like tefillin and mezuzah cries lishmo, matzah's mitzvah has to be done lishmo. But here the lishmo is different. You don't do it. I'm not baking the matzah lishem matzah mitzvah. The shmira is doing the shem matzah mitzvah. Mashenken, according to the Rambam, it's not an inyan dafka on lishmo. It's that there is extra mazir, all matzahs which you eat during Pesach. It's not enough just to have a simon. There's no simonim chometz. You have to make a special positive shmira that they shouldn't come to chometz. There's one point we have to attack. We have to add that, even though according to the Rambam that we're saying, it's just the inyan of shmira, guarding from chometz, which applies by all matzahs. So what's wrong if you do it for Toida? I've guarded it. If it's just a chashash, that it should make sure Shmira, the Nashim Gam Chometz, why does the Mishnah say, if you guarded it L'Shem Toida, it's no good? So that we have to say, even though it doesn't have to be L'Shem Matzah, the Mitzvah, but it has to be for the Matzahs of Yom Tov, for the Matzahs of Pesach. Not Taka for the Matzahs of Mitzvah, but it must be taka shmira for the matzahs of Yom Tov. So it's taka not a din in lishmo, but it has to be for the shmira for matzahs of Pesach and not for the matzahs of Toida. Now there's actually a bit of a stira in the Rif. So the Rif, so the Mikra, this is all the Orach HaShulchan as well, he quotes the Rif. And he says the Rif is also mashma like the Rambam. It's not a din lishmo, because the Rif brings, he says, a man has, the loshon of the Rif is, lentura kimcha de pischa, a man has to guard the flower of Pesach me'idin ketzira, tichsev shmartem esa matzois. He doesn't mention anything on the first night. He says a man has to guard all flower of Pesach v'shas ketzira. It doesn't say l'shem matzah, it doesn't say Laila Rishona. So learns the Orach HaShulchan that the Rif is also learning like the Rambam. That it's the inyan of Shmira, you've got to guard it, that it shouldn't become chometz. And that's takashach by all matzahs.
When they say
shemitz
is matzah, when they're rolling out matzah,
so they mean the Shmira should be, l'shem matzah mitzah. We'll come to that. Who has to do the lishmo? Is it somebody who's doing the action? Can you have somebody from outside? Can you have a goy working the matzahs?
Yeah.
And just say, well, I'm guarding the shem matzah. The ma'aser, you can't. So lamaisa is possible from Elisha. It's possible. It's got to be. But yeah, it's got to be the lakshi by Elisha. We're going to come to some safe. It's got to be the one who's needing it. He's got to taka make the lishmo. Yeah, we'll come to that later on. So the Aruch Hashulchan asks a steer in the Rif. If the Rif says, doesn't mention anything about shmir, about matzah's mitzvah, it just says one always has to guard the kimcha, the pischa from the time of ktsira. Like it says, shmartem es ha-matzahs, and it doesn't say l'shem mitzvah or anything. And here, on the other hand, the Beis Yosef brings that the Rif kosevar of alfas tzarech lishmar chitim sheyotzim bo yidei matzah mishas ktsira. So he is talking about the matzahs which are yotze from katsira. So the Mikore Kodesh says, the Rav Pesach Frank says, he brings a shit of the Taz. I'm not sure whether everybody holds like it, but this is, he brings a shit of the Taz like that. And the Taz is machalak like this. He says like this, that the shimu, we know that there's few levels of shmira. You call what we call shmura. When people call now shmura, people call that shmura mishas katsira. And there's another level, there's actually three levels. There's Shmura Mishas Katsira, and then there's Shmura Mishas Tchina, from the grinding, and there's also Shmura Mishas Lisha. So the Taz says that the Shimu Mishas Lisha, that makes the inyan of the Lishmo. Masha'ekein, the Shimu, which you do Mishas Katsira, that's only a shimu. The geder is that it shouldn't become chometz. So really, he answers the Rif that enoch labetzim. The Rif is all taka talking about, because the Rif is talking about mishas katsira. So he's not talking about the lishmo. He's talking about the shmira, guarding it. They shouldn't become chometz. But somehow he holds that even that guarding from chometz, oh, you only need by the matzah of mitzah. So betzim. The Kim's shit of the Rif seems to be still in line with the shit of the Rambam, that there's no inyan of lishmo, because the lishmo would only be, if anything, mishas katsira, mishas lisha, and since the Rif is talking about earlier mishas katsira, so this is the interesting chilik of the Taz. The inyan of the Taz holds the inyan of the lishmo. That is possible to say mishas lisha. I need the inyan of the lishmo. That gives the matzah of the mitzvah. Because I can understand him more, because that's when it becomes, you're making the article, the chefts of the mitzvah. Lisha, that's when it starts becoming a matzah. So that's when you can say, that's when you're making it lishmo. But the ktsira lishmo, says the Taz, how can you call that ke'ilu, you're making it the chefts of the mitzvah? It's much too early. It's just harvesting. It's so many stages away till it becomes a matzah. So that's how the Taz holds that the shimu mishas lisha is again a taka like the lishma of other mitzvahs. Whether the shimu mishas ktsira, that is taka only a geder from chimutz. That you could possibly say you need it by always all matzahs. And that somehow the Rif learns that's only by the matzah of mitzah.
The shmira is the lishma.
Yeah.
Is that mishas? That would be from the tzira all the way through.
Shklot. Rashi doesn't say. Yeah. So that we've got three. Yeah, we've got three shittas about that. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi just says when you need the inyan of the inyan of shmira is lishma. Rashi doesn't actually say which stage we're starting from.
The chol mitzvah.
Pardon.
Chol mitzvah.
Yeah, but can you say already that there's a lishmo in that? So Rashi will learn, you know, lishmo, taka, not clear where, which stage the lishmo starts. So that,
you have
the shmira
on the middle
of the
sham, 18 minutes.
Yeah.
The shmira have to be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
Will be left.
Yeah. That's the practical shmira, that it shouldn't become chometz. Now, there's interesting chasam sofa. The chasam sofa is like this. The chasam sofa says that somebody wrote to the chasam sofa. The chasam sofa in Chelek Aleph Erechaim Simon Kuf Chofes. He saw like that. He saw there are people. He saw Hasidim who are makbid to do the katsira themselves. They themselves, the Eden, would actually do the harvesting on the field for the months of mitzvah to have the lishmo. So lechayra, let's assume. So they were mtaka because soon they were makbid. They held it needs. You need mishas, yeah, mishas katsira. Okay, so yeah, and even perhaps even for the. Perhaps it's just gadafka for the matz of the mitzvah, but you know, but you can't. But we want to have it. You have it lishma. So they used to. There were people who sent. They sent the chassid and the yidden themselves to do the katsira for the shmira for Pesach. So he's got an interesting problem. He's got a problem. Is it the Gemara in Sukkah says that don't pick the aravas yourself? Because the fields could belong, there are stolen fields, and there's no yush. So when the Eden field picks it, it's stolen. Let the goy pick it first, and when the goy pick it, then you'll have yush and shinurishus, and then you buy it from the goy. So he's worried about the same thing. If the fields are just stolen, and the Eden do katsira, is efshir a problem? The matzah is gezula. Is efshir a problem of stolen? And if she can't make a bracha on it, unless you say they made a shinu because they make it, they stole the wheat, so they made it into flour, so shinu is koina, and can you make a bracha on it? So the Chasam Sefer says that this. Says, I take a wonder, why do we rely on a goyim harvesting and Yisrael Elohim Ad Gabo? Yeah, so let's go practically. We'll see the halacha inside in Mishmar, but we know that we all what we call makmid on Shmura, we're makmid Mishas Katsira. So the Chasam Seif says, if you're makmid Mishas Katsira, and let's take on the Shittas Rashi, that we makmidaka, even the Katsira should be Lishmo. Take on Shittas Rashi, that the purpose of the Shmira is not just make sure it shouldn't be chometz, it's the inyan of Lishmo. So the Katsira has to be, when we do the Katsira, we've got to see that no, it's not wet, no water is falling on it, that would be the Katsira Lishmo. So again, it's not the Maisa Katsira Lishmo, it's sort of the Shimu, the guarding it, Mishas Katsira, there should be Lishmo. So ask some Sefer, how can you rely on his Katsira Skoi, Vistroel Oymed Al Gabov? Not anything which you need lishma, we don't rely on a goy doing it v'Yisrael oymed al gabo. Haraya, we don't let a goy work in the matzah bakery and we're going to stand on top of him. That's not going to work because we need the lishma by the one who's actually busy, involved in the maisa. So why do we taka not everybody shmura mishas katsira should make sure that all yidden do the harvesting? And he says, well, and if you want to say with Semich, what a yid starts, and the goy continues. He says, that doesn't help. Because, Bishleime, let's say you're talking about Ibud Oiris for the Sefer Torah. So this same leather, the tanning was started by a yid, he did it Lishma, and the goy finishes. So you can say it gets finished with the same kavona which the yid started. But here, what does it help if the yid started harvesting a handful and the goy continues? It's not the same harvesting. So then he says, the Chasam Sefer says, Hanach Yisrael b'nei Nevi'im heim. Leave them what they do, they're Nevi'im, they know what they're doing. And he says, Azoi, if it would say the Torah, if it would say Katsircha, it's got to be yours, then it would have to be Lishma. But he says there's no mitzvah b'ktzira. The only thing is the shimu lishma. So that's what we've been saying that the whole time. There's no mitzvah k'tzira lishma. There's no mitzvah make lisha lishma either. The mitzvah is only ushmaten, the shmira lishma. So he says, what's the problem? Let the goy cut, and the yid can do the shmira lishma. You can't compare it to any other thing which needs lishma. Yeah, Ibad Oiris needs lishma. So then the yid has to do it, because then it says, well, osu lebes, or whatever you have to make has to be done lishma. But here, it doesn't say you have to do it lishma, it's only the shmira. So he says, forget. So it's fine that the goy does the katsira. He's got no shaychas to the shmira. And the Yisrael Ibn Agaba will watch him. He says, Masha'enke, when it comes, this is the important point, Masha'enke, when it comes to Lisheva onwards, that you need Ali Dei Yisrael Dafka, he says, there, You can't say, well, let the goy do the dough, and the yid will stand on top of him and watch him. He says, there it's not possible. E efshe leroye lishmor imam agavel, lo yishmor shov shokad shoymer. The only one who can guard it is the one who's doing the lisha. So he says, that's why, when it comes to the stage of lisha, it has to be done by a yid, because he is the only one who can guard it. And Mamela, since we need taka the shmira lishmo, so he has to do the shmira. Mashain came by the shmira the ktsira, it's only that it shouldn't come to wet, but what we're worried about, it shouldn't rain on top of it, and it shouldn't become wet, so that the shomer can be a Yisrael, somebody from outside is mechavan lishmo, and you don't need more. He does add, the Chassam Sefer, those who would like to do lefnim ishur sadin and cut themselves al pi sisrei Torah, lechoira, they might, sometimes you might be losing out on the avankara. So yeah, in one way you're gaining. If you do the ktsira yourself, you're gaining the hidu in the lishma perhaps, but you might be losing out the inyan of avankara. Avankara, that's the Gorisukah about the gazela, in case it's stolen, in case the karaka is stolen, and then you don't have the shini rishus in the rishus of the Kompone. One thing is occur again before from the Chassam Sefer, that this all inin of taka of the lishma is betzim and not a din in asiyah lishma. There's no din you have to make it lishma. It's all a din of shimu lishma. And the Chassam Sefer says it changes from the ktsira to the lisha. From the ktsira, there's nothing wrong. The shmira can be done by an outsider, because he cuts, and I make sure that that no rain comes on top of it. I guard it, no rain comes on it. Mashiach, when it comes to the lisha, he says it's not possible for any outsider to guard it, if not that the megavel himself is guarding it. So therefore, that's why we're very makbid that in the matzah bakery we say l'shem, we get only workers who are fashteitzach people mekayim Torah mitzvahs, elach yidden, from people. Because if somebody is chas v'shalom mechal Shabbos, then we can't use him. You can't use it. He can't make the his guarding will not make the lishma. It will be missing in lishma. So we have to have all. Pardon? Don't use a cotton either. A cotton can't be lishma either, because the shimu, their shimu, their guarding of the one who's doing the lisha, has to make the lishma. Even if so it's interesting when we say l'shem matzah mitzvah in the bakery, l'shem matzah mitzvah. What do we mean l'shem matzah mitzvah? We don't mean I've got to do the lisha, I've got to do l'shem matzah mitzvah. It means the shmira has to be done, the shmira which you're doing has to be l'shem matzah mitzvah. That's what we mean the whole time. The shmira has to be done by the one who's working and being shomer it l'shem matzah mitzvah. Sorry? Why not? The mechayba matzus. Anybody's mechayba matzus. The mechayba matzus. So they can do the shimu lishmor as well. Sure. Sometimes there might be better than men in there.
What about the lady? What about the lady?
Now in halacha, simon tofnun gimel. The mechayba says. Achitim she'oisim behalocha lemaisa. Achitim she'oisim bematzus mitzvah toiv l'shoyrim shleyipla lemayim mishas ketzira. It's good to be careful, to be makbid, to take shmura mishas ketzira, that they shouldn't get wet mishas ketzira. Ula pochois, at least mishas tchina, that's the second stage, mishas the grinding. Or mishas adchak, that's the third level down. When you can't get mishas tchina, then you should get mishas. You can buy just kemach minashuk, and then you can do shmira mishas lisha. Says the Mishabura in Chof Aleph, hamatzah shoyis behem matzahs mitzvah, rotzah loyimah hamatzahs shoyichlin b'shtei haleilis horishoynois lekaim behem mitzvahs b'erev toichlu matzahs. Hein tzrichim shmira seira. We paskin like Rashi that the shmira u'shmatz matzahs means a din of lishmo. That, and that's only by the matzahs mitzah. The matzah mitzvah, which we eat by the two Seder nights, says the Machaba, we should be careful to be guard the Mishas Katsira, because we not enough that there's no chashash chometz, but the Torah says the shmarta mesa matzahs. The shmira makes the lishmo. And we all like the first shita, that the chatchila, you should have shmira, mishmura, mishas kotzir. What does it mean, mishas katsira? It says, the next mishmura says, you should sheyishmo meisei vahola, sheleipale lemaim leshem matzah mitzvah, which means one has to guard the flour, the wheat from the stage of katsira, that no water should fall on it. It should, yeah, because otherwise it can be chashash chometz. My wife's grandfather, Dayan Posen, used to stay up the whole night watching the flour of Kadassia to make sure that nothing came into any contact with water. He used to stay up the whole night to make sure that it was completely mamashmura, that was from it when it was ground into flour, that it should have no contact with water at all. So that's the special the shmira, that's all in the shmira, which we say ushmarta mesa mishas katsira. From that onwards, from mishas katsira onwards, no water should fall on it. Now the interesting thing is that what we do is before katsira, it seems to be not a chashash, because while it's attached to the ground, even if it rains, l'chor, it can't become chometz. But that's not so poshut, because if it's completely dry, even while it's attached to the ground, it still could become chometz when it rains on it. So the minig is that we cut matzah shmura before it's fully ripe. So when it's still a bit, while it's still moisture is still there, in order that there should be even no chashash at all, that it shouldn't have any, it still should have the nourishment of the ground, it shouldn't become chometz at all. So that's the first shita. That's the chatchila, the matzah mitzvah, we should have mishas katsira. The next stage is lepochos mishas tchina. Why? Because then it gets near to the water, because the mills used to be water mills, so then you need more shmira. And mishas atchak, says the Machaber, you can buy kemach min hashuk, because you rely on the poskim, behold, the ikar shmira is from lisha ve'elech, and from lisha, you're not mechoyev to be choishish anything, so the shmira will be mishas lisha. The Be'alocha says, it's quite more sharp about it. The Be'alocha brings down Dasa Prichodosh Lachria Deshimu Mishas Ktsira Medinahu. It's not just Toiv, like the Machaber says. It's Medinahu Elikuva Fila Bidievet. He also is Bidievet for the first Kazesim, you have to have Shmura Mishas Ktsira. Ubedvorov Kedvorov Nimtza Kama Rishonim Deshimu Mishas Ktsira. So they're learning that in the past they're learning lishmo. Most rishonim that learn is the lishmo, and the lishmo requires even mishas katsira. For af, even if a man doesn't find matzah shom or mishas katsira lishem matzah, he can rilvada yochel ismich al dasa shulchanoch. He can still make a brocha. But he finishes off makol makoyim lechatchila vaday nochun lahachme lematzah shel mitzvah likach. It's very makbid, the prichodosh, because he's machriv more than the machaber, and he says that lechor is more ma'akev, the din in the lishmo, which we learn from matzah mishtameres, lishem matzah, means guarded lishem, the mitzah of matzah, that applies already from the stage of ketzira. So the matzahs, which you say the night, you should, makbid to have dafke shmura. Look, by the way, I just want to say, I'm not going into this shaila at all. You can have machine matzah, also shmura. Machine matzah or shmura. I'm not going into this whether hand or whether shmura is the chesaron of the lishmo, whether rely on what the machines do is also lishmo. So that's a pasha on its own, yeah. But the one which we're talking about, the etzem, that's some shmira, shmira mishas katsira, says the prichodosh, he's very stark. Machmir, that is actually more than the Machab, it's not only Toiv, it's actually Likuva. And then he brings another thing, which, according to what we said, we can understand better. Ubishem Hagro, if you gankain Shehichme Mo'id, he was very Machmir, Shleilechoil, Rak Mashe Shomo Mishas Ketzira. He only ate what Shomo Mishas Ketzira, for who hoyanize beze kol yemea Pesach. the Gaon was makbid on Shmira the whole Yom Tov, not just in the Matzah's Mitzah. Mitam shema yorad alei mayim b'machuba la'achas shenisav shatzvua. He was scared that water came on it while it was. If you don't do Shmurim Shas Ktzira, then you only harvest it at the regular time. Could be water came on it when it was already dried and it didn't need any more the lachluchis from the ground, so it could be then it became a chometz already. So the goal was machmir shmura mishas ktsira, not mitzav only lelishmo, mitzav lechashash of chometz. So that very good. The Gaon was choishes, was choishes with the shita of the Rambam. That the Rambam types in the Gemara matzah mishtemeres, the shematzah is not only a din in lishmo. It's in a chashash of chometz. Push the chashash of chometz, and if it's a chashash of chometz, it applies by matzahs all the whole Pesach round. Especially according to the Taz, who the Taz says that the shimu mishas lisha is an inyan of the lishmo, and though the shmur mishas ktsira is a shmira from chometz. So if the whole haisofa of Mishas Ketzira, according to the Taz, is because of Chashash Chimutz, so then it's a mokem to be machme all year round. So that's taka was the Gaon shit, it was machme, not only he had Shmura Matzah, not only Storim, not the whole Pesach as well. I saw B'Shem the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says the Chofetz Chaim's son is a dugma medarkav. He brings that his father was also makbid to have Shmura Matzah the whole Pesach, Keshitas Hagon, Shmura Mishas Ketzir the whole Pesach, but only for himself. For the other family, he was makbid to eat the pshutas as well. So that's a very important klal as well. Chumras are very good taka for one himself, for one's himself. But to impose them on other people, that you've got to be, no, can't impose your chumras on everybody. If it has to be what is good for, you have to take other people's gashmias into or your ruchnias as well. I just have to finish with a story with my father, Zecher Tzadik Racha. He used to take us baking matzahs regularly every year to the Kadassi Bakery in London, Klein's Bakery. It so happened one year before us, there was a year before us, and he had two lots of flour. One lot of flour, which was he wanted to bake matzahs for that day, and he kept a special amount he wanted to have specially for Erev Pesach matzahs. And by mistake, the person, his flour, used the whole flour. He was furious, he was shouting at them, said, "Well, okay, I've got no matzahs for Erev Pesach, what's no matzahs for Erev Pesach?" So my father said, "Don't worry, I'll take your matzahs, which I didn't gather, and I'll give you my flour as well." I think that's more important than the shmira is Ben Odom Lachaveri as well. Yeah.